FM 104 is switched on, and I'm joined by Emma Murphy from Emma Murphy Fitness. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. So where did Emma Murphy Fitness begin?
Oh, well, going back now, I started my business in around 2016.
Wow.
And it was just online. It was only online. And when I first trained to become a personal trainer or a fitness coach, my vision was just for it to be online. So that's what I've been doing for the last however many years now.
Did you notice people kind of really enjoy that aspect of it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm a mom, you know, two kids, very busy, would struggle to, I suppose, get to the gym, and you'd have to look for childcare and all that stuff. So the online has been working great for people like myself who are busy. Their moms, and you know, especially if they're single moms as well, they really don't have that childcare aspect. And often when you're a single mom, we save our childcare for our families for when we're going to work and stuff. We never really use it for social. So the online training works really well for people like myself. And that's why I went online. That's why I started doing online, was to target people like myself.
So if someone was looking at kicking off their own fitness journey, what's the best thing to start with?
Well, the best thing to start with, I suppose, is an open mind. Mm-hmm. The idea of starting a fitness journey can be very daunting for people, but it really doesn't have to be. I think people have these massive, big expectations. So I always say to my clients when they're starting off, you know, don't be making your goals way too big just yet. Just start with an open mind, you know, go into the process, trusting the process, trust your coach, trust your trainer, follow the plan and go from there. But you do have to have an open mind. You do have to have a positive attitude towards it in order to begin.
And I think initially it can be a bit fearful as well if you haven't done anything like it before.
Oh, it absolutely is. Like, come here, it is. I love fitness. I've always loved fitness, so I don't have that fear. But I do have that empathy for women or men who even come and train with me, because I understand. Some people come to me and they've never even stepped foot in a gym or done any type of fitness apart from walking. So you have to empathize with these people and encourage them and motivate them. You know, it's more than just the actual fitness aspect. It's about really like guiding the person and holding their hand essentially throughout the whole process. And then obviously eventually those fears tend to go away when people start to build up a bit of resilience, a bit more confidence. And it's great to see, because you see people at the beginning having those fears, and then 6 months in or 3 months in, they're buzzing, you know, and sometimes they don't even recognize the person they were when they first started, which is great.
And this is the thing as well. You kind of want something that you're going to enjoy, you're going to keep doing, because there's no point starting something and then walking away and giving it up.
Honestly, I say this all the time on my socials. Find the program or find the type of fitness that is good for you. Find the one that you love. Whether it's high intensity, whether it's Zumba, whether it's Dance Fit, CrossFit, whatever it is, just find the one that you like. Because if you don't like it, you will not succeed. You will not push through. Why would you do something you hate? So my style of training is, you know, high intensity. All my clients, they love it now. You know, they love high intensity. None of my clients, nobody would come to me if they hated the style I was doing. Like, why would you? So I think that's the trick, and that's the key, is to find the style of fitness that you love.
And it's so great to have like community and someone around you supporting you as well.
Oh, honestly, like, you know, it's amazing. It's everything, I have to say. Having other women supporting women is so empowering. It really is. You know, I do my classes on a Tuesday and a Friday. And when the women come in the breaks, it's so lovely to just look around and see them all talking to each other and buzzing and just having the crack. Like, honestly, it's so rewarding. I love it.
And now Emma Murphy Fitness started online. You're now moving offline as well.
I know, it's crazy. And it all happened so quick, so, so quick. As I said, I've been online for years and I loved it. But in reality as well, you know, there's pros and cons to everything. And it was quite a lonely space online. I wasn't interacting with women physically. It was all done through a screen. And it works great for my clients up down the country and around the world. But I really was missing that interaction. So I just decided to start doing my classes. So I do them on a Tuesday and a Friday at 9:30. So again, it's aimed at moms. Or actually, it's called the Mom Squad. And I started that back in February, just February gone. And it really took off. And I was so pleasantly surprised, and people were asking for more and more times and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, why not? Just go for it. Feel the fear and do it anyway, you know?
Yeah, and as they say, if you build it, people will come.
Yeah, and I'm just delighted. And my clients are amazing. They're a great bunch of women, like, you know. We have so much laughs in the morning. They'd be screaming their head off me, oh, shut up, Emma, if I'm saying one more rep. But it's great fun.
You're now going to be opening your own space too.
Oh my God, I'm sitting outside it right now.
Ooh,
I was just hoovering it. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited. That's opening up tomorrow. My first session is a 5:15 and it's small group PT and also personal training. So it's opening up different options for women who are currently training with me, and then also women or men who are also considering training, you know, in a more of a semi-private capacity, really.
So you're going to be looking at bringing more people in too?
Absolutely, yeah. The more the merrier, yeah. And there's a lot more times now that will suit people, which would be great. So it's starting tomorrow and we're going to be advertising now from tomorrow on and just chatting to people around the community and try and get more people involved. It's great when you walk into a gym or you walk into a studio and you see, oh, Karen who lives up the road, or you know what I mean? It's really nice.
And it's nice now with the weather hopefully getting better too, that it's going to encourage us to want to get out and move a bit more as well.
Well, it is. And then also just with these beautiful blue skies and the nicer weather, we want to feel comfortable in our clothes.
Yeah.
You know, we want to feel comfortable. We want to wear brighter colours. Everyone is just feeling happier. So I find it's a little bit easier to incorporate fitness into your lifestyle around this time of year, you know.
Yeah, and then by the time winter comes, you already have brought it into your life and it's just going to be a normal thing that you go and do now.
Yeah, well, that's my whole ethos around fitness. I always say, as corny as it may sound, like, I want this to be a lifestyle change for people. I have so many women who would have came to me when I first started and they were yo-yo dieting for years, and some of them, I'm delighted to say, have completely stopped that and transformed their life. And it's the best job in the world. Like, you know, it's so rewarding when somebody is thanking you for, like, helping you change their life, essentially, you know.
Yeah. So how can people find out more about Emma Murphy Fitness?
So you just go on to emmamurphyfitness.com, very original, and also Emma Murphy Fitness on all my socials, and just drop me a message. If anyone has any questions, I always just say, just drop me a message. I will always get back to you. May not be there and then, but I'll always get back. And like I always say to people, no question is a stupid question. Like, just ask the question.
Yeah, and you know? Like, no doubt, if you're asking it, someone else has at some point. So you're not
this
alone.
This is it. And knowledge is key. Like, and if you've never done fitness before, or if it's been 5 years, we understand it's daunting. You know what I mean? We're there to help you, to guide you, to give you the tools that you need to get to where you want to go.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, always ask a question.
Emma Murphy, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks a million, Louise.